T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy Monday. Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out there and get them. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, my man.
What's happening, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
I see something different. You just seem so different this morning, Chelsea. Like, you got some more edge to you. I don't know what it could be.
I'd like to think so. I'm kind of a changed woman.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. What happened in Chelsea's week and that's going to change her body for the rest of her life. Just, we'll leave it at that. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. You could call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
And good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with the guys. We have commercial-free Mondays coming your way. Huge hangover Monday today. You got Cinco de Mayo, Cinco de Mayo, call it whatever you want. BTS hangover, and also Game of Thrones hangover. So everybody hang in there. We got a little Monday motivation for you this morning. And I just want to say, man, especially nowadays, you know, as we're scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is that you're looking through, so many times, sometimes you may be influenced to be like, man, if only I could be more like this one person, then I could be way more successful. Then I can make it if I can be like this person or that person. But in the reality is, familia, that your biggest competitive advantage in life is just truly being who you are, yourself, because there's no one else like you. So maximize your unique gifts and abilities and go out with and get what's yours, right, familia? So get out there and hustle. Coming up next, we got our weekend recap. Very interesting weekend. You just heard it in Chelsea's life. Something changed about her body that's going to stay changed and stay that way for the rest of her life. For me, I had an action-packed weekend here in Vegas at the Canelo fight. I hosted a concert last night. Everything was super dope until we lost my friend's father-in-law. Just lost homeboy. I'll give you more details coming up next on that. Also, Brian, action-packed weekend. Are you still feeling sore from the marathon yesterday, Brian?
I mean, it just feels like a truck ran me over today.
Like, fantastic.
That's what you get when you run a half marathon and you didn't train 1 second.
But you did yoga, bro, right?
Yoga doesn't help.
Like,
and neither does drinking for 10 hours on Saturday.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AMP Radio.
Hopefully you had a great weekend. We're about to get into our weekend recaps. Like one of my boys who lost his father-in-law here in Vegas. We'll get into that in a second. And also, Brian ended up being a hero and breaking up a fight in the weirdest way possible. Get into that as well. But this weekend, I came out to Vegas to go to the Canelo fight. Canelo took the win, representing Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico. It was a fantastic, great fight. It was a good fight. It was fun.
It looked like he was punching pretty hard, though, man. Like,
yeah. I mean,
when you watch like a boxing recap, like I know maybe didn't get the knockout and stuff, went to cards,
right.
but there was a lot of punches being thrown. Which, you know, when two people are just running around the ring, that's when it gets boring.
Yeah, man, he's a great boxer. Outboxed Jacobs, and then also got to MC Pepe Aguilar's concert last night here in Vegas. He's like a huge music icon for Latinos all around the world, straight out of Zacatecas, Mexico. So that was an honor. But let me get back to the story of our homie losing his father-in-law in Vegas. So Saturday night, right, we're getting ready to go to the fight, and we're hanging out at this fan fest situation outside T-Mobile Arena here in Vegas. And I'm out here with my brother Piolín, and he's hosting a little fan fest situation. So that's about 2 hours before the fight. And then eventually we go to this invite-only party with the beer sponsor. It's like this restaurant, free food, free drinks. So we're rolling with the crew, about 10 dudes, and we all go over there. We're eating food, having a good time. Next thing you know, our homie George, straight out of the OC, comes up to me like, and his face like he saw a ghost. He's like, yo, man, have you seen my father-in-law? By the way, he took his father-in-law to Vegas because it's his father-in-law's birthday. He's a vintage dude, short Mexican cat. He's like 67 years old, just chilling around. They were both buzzed already, walking around with a 40 and so on and so forth. We're like, nah, man, I haven't seen him. Long story short, guys, we lost him for an hour and a half, bro.
Shoot.
We had no idea what this dude's father-in-law was. We were going to security, and the best part was, like, they were asking for a description. We're like, yeah, he's a 5'5" Mexican dude with a white shirt, Canelo boxing hat, and he's holding a 40. So, and security's like
70% of the guys on the strip during the Canelo fight weekend.
On Cinco de Mayo weekend in Vegas. Yeah, and the security was just laughing. Like, they're like, yo, you serious, bro? And we're like, hey, man, come on. So we're searching for his father-in-law, right? And by searching, I mean we were looking around wherever we were walking, right? And it was a walk. It was like a 5 to 10 minute walk from the restaurant back to T-Mobile Arena. And we finally get in front of T-Mobile Arena. And my man George is freaking out. Because imagine if you're him, okay? How do you call your wife? And you're like, hey, babe, I lost your dad in Vegas.
Right.
Like, how do you say that, bro? Well.
It's so much worse if you lose your wife's father than if you, like, your own father. You're like, whatever.
Mm. Yeah, exactly,
stay
right?
Stay close, bro.
So he goes off to the sheriff's asking again, hey, man, have you seen a short Mexicano vintage cat, white shirt, Canelo hat, holding a 40? And, you know, everybody's looking around. Eventually, guys, out of the distance, we see homeboy. And he's walking toward us, still holding on to his 40. And we wave him down, and he comes over to us, man. And finally, George, my homie, he comes over, and he looks at his father-in-law, legit like that Latino parent look when he looks at his child after he did something terrible. He is so mad at him, man. He's just looking at him. We had to, like, force them to hug. And eventually, my man just went to the restroom, took a wrong turn. If you've ever been to Vegas, you take the wrong turn, bro, you're lost for life almost, you know? You go into, he went into New York, and was lost. But I have audio of George at the moment we found his father-in-law an hour and a half later. Here it is. We're out here in Vegas for the Canelo fight. My homie George here from OC came with his father-in-law. We lost his father-in-law. Carnal, how you feeling right now? We finally found him, bro.
Yeah, he killed my buzz.
Well, how did you lose him, bro?
Hey, we're all together in the buffet area, and before you know it, he was gone.
What do you think your wife would have said if you had to make that call? Hey, I lost your dad in Vegas.
And she would have been like, you don't come back until you find him.
So you didn't do it on purpose?
No.
Isn't it his birthday, too?
Exactly. Exactly.
Maybe he went away to have some fun, you know?
Maybe he was trying to find someone to blow his candle.
Took a turn.
Wow. That's 100% what happened. Right? You're 67 years old. He's not trying to hang out with you guys, man.
Exactly.
When was the last time that he got to just roam Vegas on his own and be like, I'm just an old person. I'm sorry. I got lost. I'm convinced old people do that on purpose. Like, if you're ever at an airport and you see an old person just wandering to the front of the line and they're like, look at me, I'm old. Let me through. And then they get into a bar on the other side and like, suckers.
Yeah, man. So, you know you didn't have a good time in Vegas if somebody from your crew didn't get lost for a few hours, you know? So I think we definitely crushed that setting right there. All right, familia, coming up next, we get into Brian's weekend. Not only did he run a marathon Cinco de Mayo weekend, which sounds fun, but he also ended up breaking up a huge fight, and our girl Chelsea got her first tattoo.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Hope you had a great Cinco de Mayo weekend, BTS weekend, Game of Thrones weekend, whatever you celebrate. Hopefully you had a great time. Chelsea got a tattoo, not just one, but two. We'll get into that situation in a sec. But first, my man Brian, not only is he a hero for running a half a marathon on Cinco de Mayo weekend, but ladies and gentlemen, he broke up a fight. Give it up for Brian, everybody.
Okay.
Give it up for Brian.
Cinco de Mayo weekend is a really rough one to have a half marathon in Orange County. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful run all along the water, Newport Beach.
Nice. You're
just like peering into millionaires' backyards, which end up being water and boats. It's pretty cool. It's really cool. But like, my cousin got married on Saturday as well, which initially was going to be an engagement party, but they decided, hey, everyone's already out here already. Let's just do it.
I love that.
Which I appreciate, because we don't need to be, and I don't need to be helping my mom come down here twice. So anyways, I was drinking like pretty much all day on Saturday with them, keeping it light, trying to hydrate. But, you know, by midnight or whatever, like you're a little hammered. Next morning, I got up on 4 hours of sleep, limped through the marathon. So my legs hurt real bad today. I made a mistake on not hydrating and not training for this, but I did get my medal this year.
Nice, bro.
Because they let me cross the finish line. Last year, the OC Marathon pulled me out of line because I didn't have my bib. Anyway. But I got a medal this year.
Did you not have a bib? That's a whole other story some other time, bro.
Just because I don't read emails very efficiently.
Bottom line.
So Saturday night, I got home from my cousin's wedding at about 10:30. And my neighbor that lives across the little parking lot courtyard area was throwing a party. And I hit that point where I was like, I'd been drinking for long enough where I was like, I need food right now. It's like, you know, this is food for tomorrow. This is survival food. And so I grabbed like some Chinese food off Uber Eats. And they're like, there's people out in the street like arguing and stuff like that. So I'm walking out to the street and I get the hiccups really bad. Like when I get the hiccups, it's like full body convulsions.
Like the loud ones.
Yeah, and I've had the hiccups for like 16, 17 hours before where I can't sleep. I've almost gone to the hospital for them. Because for some reason, my body just starts convulsing, my lungs convulse.
Oh, geez.
And so at one point in time, I went and they were going to try to sedate me. To get them go away because these things are like debilitating.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so I drink water. Like it really makes me panic. So I'm walking back to the house and I start to get the hiccups really bad. I'm like, no, I got to run a race tomorrow. Like I can't have the hiccups for the next 12 hours. I'm going to die. And these two people, one of my neighbors, I know he lives in the apartment. Him and his dude start getting in each other's face and they're like, they're about to throw down. And I walk up to him like, yo, man. I'm like, hey, buddy, like all loud, like a hiccup. And they both look at me, and one dude's like, are you okay? And I'm like, and I'm trying to talk to him, but I keep like having these weird hiccups in the middle of it. And one dude's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I get the hiccups really bad, man. And the other dude starts laughing, and they forgot what they were fighting about.
Oh. Yeah, bro.
They were so, drunk. Nice, and then they were worried about me. They're like, yo, can we get you something to drink, man? Are you good?
That's funny.
And then all they had were like margaritas and stuff. I'm like, guys, I think I'm good. I got a Gatorade in the house. I'm like, and it was like, I almost dropped my Chinese food at one point in time. Because like my entire body like seizes. They were laughing in my face about how bad they were. And then they completely forgot their fighting about it and went back inside.
Dude. I think all the police departments that are listening to us should use this tactic from now on, you know, to defuse any type of situation like this. Just get somebody with the hiccups.
Just get something that's so ridiculous that everybody starts laughing in the situation and they're like, why are we? We're just about to punch each other. This guy's got the hiccups, man. It's really funny.
That's awesome, man. But congratulations. And the dudes didn't end up fighting. They were good after that.
Nope. They went right back inside. They went from about to punch each other in the face to laughing in my face to then drinking.
Dude, can you imagine, Brian, like if there was a superhero like you in the Avengers, dog, and that was your superpower, just hiccups, dog?
Just screws up and is awkward. And like when they like try to fly into a situation, they trip and everyone laughs. I'm like, it wasn't even that big a deal anyway.
Yeah, facts. All right, coming up next, I'm super excited because Chelsea got her first tattoo. But not just one, she got two. She's going to reveal one of them coming up next.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Our girl Chelsea got not one, but two tattoos this weekend for the very first time. Chelsea, I'd never seen you so nervous and anxious. Friday, we're at our Cinco de Mayo fiesta at Guadalajara Grill in Baldwin Park. And you were just stressing out because I've never heard of this. Like, you didn't know what tattoo you were actually going to get.
Well, here's what it was. So I booked this appointment. It was with this artist that I've been following for a couple years. A huge fan of him. His name's Winterstone. I booked it. He's like a year booked out. So I booked this appointment 9 months ago with kind of being like, oh, I got plenty of time. And I have five to seven tattoos that I've always wanted, but it's kind of been like, as we got closer to the date, it was sort of like, which one am I going to get? And also based on like the artist, based on where I wanted to get it. And so my best friend flew out because I made the appointment for two people in hopes she could come out, and she ended up flying out so we could get a tattoo together. So there's just like a lot of pressure, like a lot of I just felt stressed out leading up to it.
So what did you end up getting? You're going to reveal one of them right now and then another later on about 30 minutes, and our listeners will win a prize if they guess what the second tattoo is.
Which, by the way, you should stress out about getting a tattoo. It's only like permanent.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean?
It's like the process you're talking about. It's not like a weird thing. My brother goes the other direction and just gets whatever he wants. And he said, like, once you get one bad tattoo, it's kind of like, whatever.
Yeah, and I have commitment issues. I don't know if you guys know this, but it was stressful. So
you know what? When you were describing, I had like five options for tattoos.
You said five to seven.
I didn't know which one. Legit sound like you're talking about your dating life.
I know. It's so true. Yeah. Can be compared. So what I ended up doing, I ended up getting this rose, and it's on my forearm. Okay. It's very like petite. It's like a single needle tattoo. It's kind of like his signature rose, and that was kind of one of the things why I wanted to go to him, because I really just like the simplicity of it. Mm-hmm. And the meaning it had behind it is obviously a rose symbolizes love and gratitude, so that's one. But then like the theater nerd in me, so I'm like a huge fan of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, and when I first was introduced to the play, I have this memory of like sitting in my grandparents' house, like cuddled up in the couch reading it, and like the house that was so meaningful to my family. It's like where my dad grew up and all my aunts and uncles, and like I remember when my grandparents passed away and we had to get rid of that house. It was really hard for all of us because we celebrated every Christmas there. Yeah. So it reminds me of that. And then also in Romeo and Juliet, there's a line about a rose that says, "A rose by any other name would smell as sweet." So there's a lot of meaning behind it, and but I'm really happy with it.
Did it hurt, Chelsea?
Honestly,
and are you going to be back for more?
Well, so it didn't hurt at all. Like it felt like almost getting my eyebrows waxed, but almost less. Like it really didn't. I was super surprised. And granted, it is just a single needle tattoo, so it's pretty small.
Chelsea's in here like, it didn't even hurt at all. Brad's like, get a real tattoo. Brad's got like an entire armful.
It's tiny. But the second tattoo I got, which honestly I was not planning on getting. It was sort of like a last minute thing. I got it the next day after this tattoo.
Oh, really?
Yes. I wasn't planning on getting it all. That one hurt a little bit more.
Okay.
It's dependent on the placement of where it is. So, yeah. And
all right. So coming up next around 7:20, you'll get a chance to win a bouquet of flowers, actually, for Mother's Day. If you can guess what Chelsea's second tattoo is, we'll give you some options coming up at 7:20. But you feel good about it, Chelsea? You feel like you can live with that commitment for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I love it. It's funny. I feel like I've always had it in a weird way. Like I really see it in the mirror. I'm like, oh, it's kind of just been a part of me. So yeah, super, super happy with it.
And you always wanted the rose in that location on the forum?
Location was kind of, I switched around a couple times. I always wanted a rose of some sort, I knew. But where I got it, I got it on like my forearm right below my wrist, was kind of a last minute decision.
At least you didn't go tramp stamp.
True.
No, no offense if you got one, but you know.
Yeah, for sure. You know.
Especially a rose, because, you know, as you get into your vintage years, that rose looks a little beat up. You know what I'm saying?
It becomes a daisy.
A deflowered rose. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
So when is it all right to start spoiling Avengers Endgame for other people who haven't seen it? The directors of the film, the Russo brothers, have released an official day that you can spoil away. So we're going to talk about that next in the Chelsea Report. That's at 6:50.
The Chelsea Report.
Avengers Endgame is still dominating the box office. This weekend, it managed to cross the $2 billion mark.
Jeez.
Man. And has officially passed Titanic, becoming the second biggest movie of all time.
Oh, really?
The only film that has earned more than Endgame so far is Avatar, which Endgame is quickly coming for. Like, I feel like in the next week, it'll probably surpass that as well. But this is kind of funny. So last week, to prevent people from spoiling the movie for others who haven't seen it, the hashtag don't spoil the Endgame was created to, you know, obviously for people to stay silent on it, who've seen it. But now the Russo brothers, the directors of the film, are saying, you know what? It actually might be okay to spoil away now.
Is there sort of like a moment in time when you say,
has to be at a certain point because part of why we make these movies is for conversation.
Is it today?
I think it's Monday.
Monday.
Give it two weekends. Not everybody can get there the first weekend, but I think if you haven't seen it yet, you should get out there and see it because I think by Monday people are going to be talking about it.
Yo, all right. So today's the day, right?
It is.
So who in studio, who's seen Endgame?
Hold on. That's just so self-serving. They're like, get out and see it. They're just trying to break all these box office records before. That means nothing. I mean, I think Majestic's the only one who's seen it.
I did see it, yeah.
All right, Majestic, go ahead and spoil it, bro. How does it end? Just playing.
I still feel like you shouldn't spoil it. Come on now.
Nah, man, at least not on purpose.
No.
I mean, that's the thing, though. They're only saying that because they just want to, like, break all these records and move on to their next project. They're just sick of talking about Endgame.
Facts. Yeah, and they want people to talk about it. They want to create more buzz about it, just in general, in the workplace, you know?
Well, I think the spoiling thing actually creates more buzz. Like, people going, like, don't talk about it, I'm going to go see it this week.
Adam Sandler hosted SNL over the weekend. It marked his return to the show since 20 years since he left the show. He did all his known characters, Opera Man, Canteen Boy, The Lunch Lady Land.
That's awesome.
It's so funny, I just remember growing up, trying to stay up to watch him on SNL. He was just such an iconic player. But it was pretty funny. In his opening monologue, he sang about how he was fired from the show.
I was fired. I was fired. I was fired, so sad to tell. Well, I never saw it coming. I got fired from SNL.
Do you know why he was fired from SNL? Was he really fired?
Probably because he's bad.
Oh, I love it.
Now, look, his characters were quirky, but if you watch, like, people that are, like, younger millennials, they're like, why is this guy just tanking it on SNL so weird? Because the characters are weird. Yeah. And it just, at a certain point in time, comedy echoes culture, and when culture changes and your goofy characters gotta go, listen, Upper Man was, like, funny once, but it is not, like, a thing that comes back and people are into.
Whatever, Brian.
So you asked me a question, so, I said an answer.
Lots of people are also talking about, what, you think it's terrible too?
No, I'm just like, damn, homeboy just laid it down how it is.
Brian's being mean again. True. So lots of people are also talking about his very touching tribute he did to his dear friend, former SNL co-star Chris Farley, who passed away in 1997.
Then he cartwheeled around the room and slow danced with a cleaning lady. He was a one-man party. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about my friend Chris Farley.
It was a good episode if you missed it. Also, you know, Mr. Shawn Mendes performed his new song, If I Can't Have You. It was the first time he performed it live. Here's a little snippet of that. Before I end my report, Brian, is there anything else mean you want to say about maybe Shawn Mendes?
Just mean keeping it real? I mean, you can say it's mean. I'm saying it's the truth, yo. I'm not lying to these people.
It's my truth. Brian's like, I'm speaking my truth.
Why do you think Adam Sandler got let go from SNL? Because he was crushing it?
He's so good. I think he's great.
I rest my case.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Hopefully you had a great Cinco de Mayo weekend. And Brian apparently had a great one, especially after our Friday show live from Guadalajara Grill, man. That was so much fun. Big shout out to everybody that came through in Baldwin Park. Brian, what time did you take your first shot at, bro? Was it 5:55 in the morning?
It's a little hazy. I think right around 6:20. I mean, come on. It just like, look, I know we just started live broadcast early in the morning, but it's like we got a room full of people and everyone seemed tired. 6 a.m. sucks. And it's a Cinco de Mayo kickoff party. So what, are we not going to have a shot of tequila? That's disrespectful.
You got to turn up. Disrespectful to the culture, to the country.
Exactly.
Anyways, Brian has a thank you letter for Cinco de Mayo. Can't wait to hear it, my man.
Well, I've realized Cinco de Mayo on a Sunday is probably the most treacherous of all days to have it in terms of your weekend partying levels, because Friday, you got a reason to party. Oh, Cinco's on Sunday. Saturday, you're going to turn it up. And then Sunday, that day that you don't want to, someone's still going to be like, but guys, it's Cinco de Mayo today. We have to barbecue. So that's kind of what my life was like. So I'm writing a letter thanking Cinco de Mayo for all the fun it allows us to have in the name of appreciating each other's cultures.
That's deep.
Dear Cinco de Mayo, it's time that we properly thank you for all the drunken fun that you bring into our life once a year. You're like that kick-ass uncle who shows up and throws a barbecue for the weekend and then leaves just in the perfect time so that we don't ruin our lives by going too hard for too long. It's the weekend that doesn't overstay its welcome. Let's start with the food first. The food on Cinco de Mayo is magical. It is magical. I'm pretty sure the food is cooked by a wizard who just waves a wand above a grill. It is so good that I'm pretty sure carne asada is actually unicorn. That's how good it is!
Unicorn meat.
Yum.
And guacamole? Woof! Guacamole's so good it should be acceptable to remove the chips from the equation altogether and eat it out of the bowl with no hands like an animal. There's a lot of speculation about what we're actually celebrating on Cinco de Mayo. Some people think it's the Battle of Puebla against the French. That's actually false. It's the celebration of a day of guilt-free eating.
That's what it is.
That's okay, true. Okay. That's true. Don't even bother looking it up. I'm telling you.
Yeah, fantastic. My family told me this whole story about the Battle of Puebla my whole life being Mexican, bro. They lied to me.
It was an eating competition. That's what they say. It was a battle. It was just who could eat more food, and the French lost because they were being so Frenchy. You don't stop eating at the barbecue when you're full. That's just when the real eating starts. You gotta keep eating till all the food is gone. Finishing the food at the barbecue on Cinco de Mayo is a team sport, and people from all cultures and ethnicity come together to pig out in absolute harmony. Cinco de Mayo, thank you for giving us a day to come together, drinking Mexican beer and shooting tequila in appreciation of our neighbors to the south. And how much more fun Mexicans make the culture of the United States of America.
Preach.
Also, somehow George Clooney managed to sneak his way into making a killing during Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, you mean Jorge?
Jorge Clooney, yeah. Seems unfair, but that's just such a Jorge thing.
Such a Jorge move.
Oh, Clooney. So in closing, Cinco de Mayo, thank you for the hangover we all have this morning after 3 days of celebrating, drinking, and Mexican culture together.
Gracias.
That being said, it's now May 6th, white people, and continuing to wear that blinking Modelo sombrero you got at that Cinco party is now just weird and offensive.
Facts.
So thank you, Cinco de Mayo. We will see you again next year.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Thank you for hanging out with us. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Right about now, familia, if you can guess what tattoo our girl Chelsea got this weekend, you are going to win big now. She got two of them. She already revealed one of them, which was a rose, but she did get a second one that she hasn't revealed. If you can guess what it is, you get to win a beautiful bouquet of flowers delivered directly to your madrecita, your beautiful mom, on Mother's Day from 1-800-FLOWERS, right? So call in right now, 877-971-HITS is the number to call. Call 9, you'll be able to guess one out of the three options. We're not going to give them to you until you're on the phone with us. That is the options, okay? But I will tell you this, and Chelsea, this is true, right?
Mm-hmm.
You did get your second tattoo this weekend on a very sensitive part of your body.
I can confirm that is true. It hurt a lot.
Show! All right. We'll leave it at that. Give us a call, 877-971-HITS, and happy early Mother's Day.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
All right, right about now, your chance to win a beautiful bouquet of flowers. It's going to be delivered directly to your beautiful mom, your beautiful madrecita, on Mother's Day from 1-800-FLOWERS. Let's meet our contestant. We have Alicia from Covina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alicia, why does your mom deserve this bouquet of flowers in her life?
Because she has six daughters, and she at least deserves to get one bouquet, right?
Whoa.
Oh, my
God. She should get six bouquets.
You need to give her an entire garden. That's what you need to do.
Do you only have sisters, or do you have any brothers in the mix, too?
No, it's all girls.
Damn!
Oh, that is impressive.
Did your poor dad ever get into a bathroom once?
No, not really.
Why did they stop at six? Because, I'm saying, you're already at six. Might as well go for lucky seven if they're going for the boy.
Ran out of seats in the car.
It was more than enough, I think.
Yeah. I have an uncle that did that. He tried even with different women, and he's like, whatever it takes. And finally, the seventh one was a boy. All right, anyways, shout out to my tío Martín. Moving along. All right, so here's how you can win this awesome bouquet of flowers for your awesome mom, okay? So Chelsea got her first tattoo ever this weekend, but she didn't only just get one, she got two. The first one was a beautiful rose on her forearm, but you have to guess what her second one is, and it's in a very sensitive part of her body, okay? So I'm going to give you three options. If you guess it correct, obviously you win. If not, we're going to give the prize to Teresa from Oxnard that's waiting on the line, all right? Here we go. Three options for you. You got to think of Chelsea's character. You got to think of Chelsea's personality. What would she get?
What would I get?
Like teardrop tattoos.
Face tattoos.
Three dots. Mi vida loca. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Option A, she got Co-Chelsea written on her.
Mm-hmm.
Option B, a triangle. Option C, O T-R, which are the initials of her favorite song ever, Old Town Road.
That's a lie.
Horses in the back.
No.
Get that tattoo.
No horses are in the back. Yeah.
That's exactly
the horses in the back.
The placement is important on OTR.
Oh my God.
Right in her waistline on her back. I'm just like,
come on.
The Old Town Road.
Never.
Wow, I just got that, Brian. Yeah. Oh, why? Why?
Times.
All right, here we go. Alicia, is it option A? Co-Chelsea. Option B, triangle, or OTR?
I'm thinking it's going to be a triangle.
That is correct!
That's correct. Good job.
Congratulations, Alicia. You are your mom's favorite daughter, by the way.
I know, I am. She says it all the time.
Chelsea, tell us more about your triangle. So you got the rose. What did the triangle signify?
So my two best friends were out here, and it was we got the same tattoo. We got it on our finger, and basically, like, a triangle is it's the strongest shape. So it's kind of a symbol for inner strength, and each side represents one of us. So it's kind of like in life, we always have each other, no matter what we go through. And then also, my zodiac sign's associated element is earth, and it's the same symbol. So it's also just kind of a reminder to stay grounded.
It's a lot of pressure to keep that friendship together, too. Otherwise, you just got a reminder.
We've been friends since we were five.
Is it on your middle finger? That's perfect.
I can also flip people off when I show them.
You can always replace one of those sides, you know, if need to.
I mean,
Alicia, thank you so much. We love you. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. I think I heard your child in the background at one point.
Yeah, they're so excited. They're right here.
That's awesome. What are their names? Give them a shout out.
All right. Shout out to Danielle and James and Ray sitting right here with me going to, you know, morning drop off. So we're so excited. Thank you guys so much. We listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
We love you guys. You guys have an awesome mom. Make sure you love her and enjoy her very much. And congratulations on your three brothers and sisters that are still coming to catch up to abuelita.
No.
All right, Fabiola, the party continues. And next year, Chelsea will get OTR for sure. Tattooed.
Probably not.
Come on, Chelsea.
No, you can get his song number two. That'll be a hit, I'm sure.
You think so? We'll
Panini.
See. We'll see about that.
You're commercial free.
The Chelsea Report.
I have some breaking news about the royal baby. Brian, take it away.
Stretching. Warm it up.
You got this, bro.
Hey, gather round, lords and ladies. The royal family just got cooler.
I feel like it gets louder and louder every time you do that announcement. I'm like, out of my ear.
Kind of hurt a little bit.
I think they just heard you in England, bro.
That's true.
Like, legit.
Good, I want them to know they're on notice. Meghan Markle made them cooler.
That's awesome. Definitely true. Meghan Markle has officially given birth to a baby boy.
That's right. Nice. The takeover begins.
Yes. This is her and Prince Harry's first child together. It is also the first interracial baby in the monarchy's recent history. They're still deciding on a baby name, but here's Harry talking about the baby moments after he was born.
Meghan and myself had a baby boy early this morning, a very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I can ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension, but we're both absolutely thrilled.
I understand. Sorry, Jules. No, I'm like going there and hearing his giggle and what he had to say about his wife. I could totally get it, man, because once you are in the room and you see the miracle of birth happen and what women go through, moms go through, you're literally like bowing down. You're like, oh my gosh, you're superhero, straight up.
I was going to say, I respect the fact that she's like not being seen right now, because like I don't know how Kate Middleton did it. When she like literally an hour after she gave birth, she came out, looked like great. She had hair and makeup done. And Meghan Markle was like, no, I'm chill.
Right.
I'm just going to like sit here and hang out with the baby.
Well, the difference is that now there are 4K television and HD.
Yes. Right.
So they're like, nah, I'm good. Back when Kate did it, it wasn't like that.
I'm just excited that we got an American black woman in the royal family and we are creating children. Like, we are making that finally. The royal family needs some complexion. They need some swagger.
So
they
true.
Need some style. Yes. And you can thank Meghan Markle for it.
True that.
You got some swag, bro. Straight up.
This is kind of a funny transition. Post Malone is getting into the marijuana business with his own. That's right. He's starting his own brand. He's calling it Shaboink. I'm just going to let that sit there for a second. Shaboink. It will include pre-rolled joints and vaporizers and products. The products will also produce THC and CBD products, rolling papers, grinders, hats, and stickers. It will officially roll out in California dispensaries on July 4th. Which is not just Independence Day, but it's also Post Malone's birthday. He's turning 24 this year. But I'm hearing Shaboink, basically. You're like, why that word? Apparently, this is a word he's been saying for years. And it's also a slang term for the act of two people getting intimate.
I think you add boink to anything.
Yeah.
It becomes the slang for two people doing it.
He must have come up with that word or started saying when he was like 12.
Yo, bro!
Exactly.
What do you think you're going to boink? Because you should boinker?
Just giggle after it, you know?
Exactly.
This is the least surprising product that any celebrity's ever started. I want Post Malone to become the George Clooney of marijuana.
Yeah. I can't wait for his face tattoo that says Shaboink on it.
Oh my gosh. It's definitely coming. A new episode of Game of Thrones aired last night, and obviously it's normal for the show to trend on social. But this morning, it's actually trending for a mistake someone on set made. In one of the scenes, there appears to be a Starbucks coffee cup sitting in the table in front of Daenerys. It's literally just sitting there. And it's funny, I actually watched last night, and I watched the first season, but I know what's going on, but my friend's like, just watch with me, see if you like can keep up. And we saw it, and I'm like, wait a minute. You know, we kind of had to rewind, pause it, but sure enough, there is a what looks like to be a Starbucks coffee cup sitting on the table.
So funny, man. I mean, that's such an editing mistake because, you know, they shoot the scene like 30 times or whatever. And that scene right there with the is like a jovial, fun scene where they're really setting up kind of Jon Snow's next trajectory in the show. But you could just see the cup sitting there. And if you're the directors, you got to be like, how do we miss that? And also just like punch in. All they do is punch in a little bit on that one scene and that cup's not there.
See, I feel like it was on purpose because I knew that this moment would go viral
because
it's just
placement?
So just in the middle of the table. It's kind of like how could you miss it? It's the most expensive TV show. I don't know. I think it was planned.
It's not the first time that coffee cups have made an appearance though. I saw a bunch of pictures trending from earlier series where actually Jaime Lannister is holding a cup in his hand, a coffee cup in his hand during a scene. And you're like, he even knew that one was in the scene.
Yes.
By the way, we have a picture of that up on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio along with Chelsea's new tattoos. So check them out.
Cool.
That's
all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Drunk people saying ridiculous things.
Don't worry.
Tipsy talk.
Don't worry.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, you know, Cinco de Mayo weekend is a special weekend. It gives you an excuse to get lit. And the, according to many people, a celebration of culture. The culture. We got Joel from our Amp Hype Bros that goes out and interviews drunk people. And this time, he actually interviewed his Amp Hype Bro partner named Dan Wow. He was extremely lit, and they ended up actually getting kicked out of a bar this Cinco de Mayo weekend. Let's check out what happened.
What's your name and where you from?
My name is Daniel, but the morning show. The morning show has called me Danwell.
Why did they call you Danwell?
Because I'm Danwell. I'm not drunk. I didn't drink, man.
Why is Cinco de Mayo a holiday?
If you want to drink, then Cinco de Mayo is the best holiday to drink with, bro. Oh. I only drink one time of the year, and that's Cinco de Mayo. Yes. I'm not drunk right now.
If you could be stuck in a burrito with anyone for the weekend, who would it be and why?
Becky G.
Give me three reasons why she wouldn't want to be stuffed with you drunk ass.
Because, listen, I got sunglasses on. If you have sunglasses, then that means that the girls like you.
What?
The girls are looking at us right now.
I don't know if that's true.
This is so, like a nightmare question for anyone in management, right? Like, Becky G, artist. Why would you want to be stuck in a burrito with, and it's someone that works at the station? Yeah. And then you're like, I'm just praying that nothing really weird comes out of his mouth next.
Hey, there's definitely no girls looking at us right now.
No, there's a lot of girls.
You're definitely not. Stop lying. What kind of taco best describes your ex and why? A hard taco or a soft taco, you drunk person?
Listen, because like you're saying hard and soft.
Yes.
But what if there's something in between?
What does that mean?
I don't want to talk about it.
I need you to count backwards in Spanish. Starts at 10.
Wait. We're not actually getting answers to anything.
No.
And that sounded so oddly philosophically deep. Yeah. It's like you said hard and soft, but what about the middle area?
I'm still wondering what's in between, man.
I don't know.
Mushy.
So many questions.
Is it moist? Is it mushy? Is it soft? Damn.
Yes. Nueve. Ocho.
Ocho, vamos.
Nueve.
No. You gotta.
Siete.
There you go. Siete.
Seis. Cinco.
Yeah, you got it. Oh my God, I'm a surprise.
Dress.
Let's hear you. Your longest Mexican scream. So the grito of Mexico. Ready, set, go. Security guard is looking at us. Oh, they're coming to us. Let me put it on.
Hold on.
Come on. You guys shouldn't be here right now.
No, we're getting kicked out right now.
I need you guys to step out of here right now.
Yeah, come on, why?
Because you guys are being obnoxious. So.
sorry. Okay, we're bouncing, bro.
Do you know how obnoxious you have to be to get thrown out of a bar on Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, yeah.
Like, these dudes, the fact that they even lasted that long, one, is amazing. Two, 100% now I know why all of their health repercussions were when they got back from Vegas. Like, unbelievable.
Sorry. Okay, we're bouncing, bro. Empire Bro Style!
They end yelling. They're already like, you're obnoxious. And they're like, we're going to be real obnoxious on our way out.
They're like, watch this.
Yeah.
You see how loud we scream when you taser us.
There it is, man. Am High Bros never fail. Appreciate the love for the party. All right, guys, $1,000 coming your way right here, right now. Check it out.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
And as we're entering May, you know this from going to school. Everybody's anxious to get out, so don't do anything dumb. It's going to get you suspended from school. Like one of my homies in high school ended up throwing in a couple homies in this trunk and to be able to get them off campus for lunch when they didn't have an off-campus pass. And almost didn't get to graduate, bro. Oof. Just because of that. It's like the dumbest thing he could. Exactly, bro. That's everybody's vibe, right? It's Friday. Everybody go to party time.
I skipped to an assembly like towards the end of the year, my senior year. It was like, whatever, I'm out of here. We're like, we got like 2 months left. No worries. Like, who cares about this dumb assembly for whatever reason? And so we bounced. And then I found out the next day that when I got in trouble, they were giving out like academic recognition awards. And I'd somehow managed to get my way just barely into some academic award. Right. And they announced my name. And we're like, Brian Moot, Brian. Right. Well, I guess he's not here.
It would have been funny if it would have been for like perfect attendance or something. You're not there.
Oh, I never even came close to that, dude.
Yo, shout out if you're one of those like absolute unicorns. We had one in our school. Her name was Michelle. And Michelle went to school every day from kindergarten to our senior year in high school.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't miss one day, bro.
I almost put that on her parents, though, because you know she shouldn't have been there every day. You know exactly. She got sick at one point. Her parents were like, no. We're not inconveniencing exactly. Our day. You're going to get your ass to school.
Man, I bring this up because it can get kind of rowdy in the classroom, especially elementary school students at any moment, but especially summer's around the corner. And I want to give a shout out to this amazing teacher that's gone viral now. Her name is Mrs. Marlette. She's a third grade teacher in Atlanta. And instead of like trying to beat them, she's just joined the ruckus, but in a positive way. And she ended up doing a remix to Old Town Road. Now, you guys know this song, right? It's number one song in the world. Here it is.
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
It's almost impossible, even if you hate the song, to not be like, ride till I can't no more.
I actually had family members this past weekend agree. They're like, that song is kind of weird and annoying, but I also can't not sing it. And I was like, well, it's because like 9 different words in it.
When it was your cousin's wedding dance song. So anyway, she remixed the song, and it's so dope. Lil Nas X, who does Old Town Road, reposted it, and even Drake is now following this teacher. It could be because of the remix or because she's kind of cute. We never know with Drake.
With Drake, I think it's probably the latter.
Drake? But anyways, here is some of the song. It's only 30 seconds, which is actual length of the actual song. And then I'll tell you what she changed the lyrics to with her students who are all in third grade. Check this out. Give it up for Miss Marlette's third grade class, man. That is so dope. So some of the lyrics go, I'm gonna ace my test. I'm gonna raise my score. I'm gonna saw till I can't no more. I got the answers in the back. Scratch work is attached. Pencils in my bag, and I'm solving mighty fast. And then she talked about school being my swag. So that is so
that's
awesome,
so cute.
Man.
See, I can get down with that version. I like that. Kids singing.
Yo, that's
so cute.
Lil Nas X will be making an appearance at that school because he's also from Atlanta. So it's like one of those things where and he knows viral moments more than anyone at this right in the game right now. It's like, you know, all the, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus stuff.
Right.
There's no way that next video isn't him at an assembly coming out at the end of the year and doing Old Town Road with them, their remix.
And we were talking about this off the air. care about Lil Nas X. What we appreciate about him the most is how real he is about this moment. Like, a bunch of people now are trolling him on his social media, being like, oh yeah, bro, well, if you're a real artist, when are you going to drop that second track? When are you going to drop? And then he's like, don't mind me if I milk Old Town Road for a little bit longer. Like, you know, of course he's going to milk it, man. It's huge. It's the number one song around the world. But anyways, big shout out to all you that are teachers. Definitely amazing. Hang in there. You're almost there. Summer, baby, around the corner.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings, 97.1 Amp Radio.
Man, we have some crazy weekends, guys. Chelsea got her first tattoos ever in her life. A beautiful rose on her forearm and a triangle on her finger. That's dope, Chels.
Thanks.
My man Brian ran a half marathon on Cinco de Mayo.
Easy with flippantly using the term running. It was like more of a limp. There was a hill that I walked at mile 11 because I was like, I was actually angry at gravity. I was like, why is there a hill here?
I was there and I saw you like when you walked off the finish line and he just, you didn't look good. You, like, you definitely were just like, don't touch me, don't talk to me, don't look at me.
As good as I didn't look, I felt worse. So I won't even take that as a shot.
It didn't look good. I love that. Just like for health reasons, didn't look good.
No, it was bad. You should always train for a half marathon, get more than 4 hours of sleep, and don't be cripplingly hungover. But I do have a streak of running the OC half marathon with a hangover. It's two in a row now.
That should be definitely a new type of marathon, man.
The hangover
for sure.
Half.
Heck yeah. Man, I had a good weekend. I've been out in Vegas all weekend for the Canelo fight. Then got to host Pepe Aguilar's concert last night. It was a huge icon in Latino music. But the best highlight of the entire weekend, besides my buddy losing his father-in-law, but then we found him, was, and don't get me wrong, I miss my daughters like crazy. I can't wait to see them today, my two-year-old Ariela and my one-month-old Alani. But the highlight of my weekend being in Vegas with my friends and my brother Eddie El Pilín was sleeping until 8 a.m. on Sunday. Yes.
Like, I bet.
For those of you that are parents that have, you know, been through that, if you can remember the toddler stage or the newborn stage, you no longer control when you wake up. You wake up when they wake up. They don't understand what a weekend is. They don't understand what a day off is, what a holiday is. And Ariela wakes up at 5:45 in the morning every day. Like, she has an internal alarm clock that goes off. So sleeping until 8 a.m., I was like, who am I? I'm a new person right now. It was so crazy, man.
8 a.m. for Vegas is still early, man. You draw those blackout shades, you can sleep till 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But I'll give it, since you are a sleep-deprived team no-sleep dad, 8 o'clock probably feels like noon.
Team no sleep but full of joy. And then the funniest hour to walk around the casinos, man, is like 4 to 5 a.m. Everybody looks like they're in an episode of The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
The girls
have all like their high heels in their hands. They're walking barefoot. It's been a long night, you can tell.
They look all twinkle and whatnot. Oh, so good. Check out pictures of Chelsea's new tattoos on our Instagram at 97.1AMPRadio. Coming up next inside the Chelsea Report.
Yeah, so I have an update on the royal baby. Is it a boy or is it a girl? And also, you can hear Harry's first words about the birth. That's coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 8:50.
The Chelsea Report.
BTS fans took over Los Angeles this weekend because the Fellas of BTS kicked off their Love Yourself, Speak Yourself tour at the Rose Bowl. Big deal, because the Rose Bowl holds 90,000 people, and it was sold out for two nights, which is crazy.
My God. I mean, their stage setup looked unbelievable, like with that ramp through the middle, and you know those dudes, one, they're just so athletic, can dance so well, they're in such great shape that you have a stage like that for those guys, and you're like, man, what were they doing on it?
Yeah, it had like fireworks, zip lines. They had a massive inflatable slide. Like what you were saying too, because they're so, I mean, they're dancing throughout the whole show. I'm like, I wonder what they eat for dinner. Like, do they keep it light or do they like, they need to have like all the carbs necessary, right?
But I mean, no matter what, they've got in that entourage they roll with, they have a masseuse, they have all sorts of, you know, they have some like specific dietitian who's like, gives them exactly the right food to eat so they can dance for 3.5 hours.
Do you think they have stunt doubles?
No.
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, I would.
Yeah, right? I would totally
do it. I'm in my 30s and I'm sore from a half marathon. So
I was reading that some people travel from all over the world to see, because this is their opening show. There was a girl who traveled from Japan, probably multiple people that traveled from Japan, but from all over the country to be here for their opening show. Also, a bunch of celebs were there. Khalid posted videos dancing along to their music, and Nick Jonas as well.
It was wild. In my brother's neighborhood, there's a bunch of Airbnbs. It's kind of one of those neighborhoods that they've got a bunch of extra rooms. So many people with BTS jackets were coming out of these Airbnbs to the point at which on Saturday we were just sitting out on the deck having a drink, and I'm like, Oh, that's right. They're playing this weekend. That's insane that Airbnbs are being overrun with BTS fans.
They took over. Breaking news. Royal. We have a royal baby update. Brian, I need you to help me out here.
Hey, hey, hey. Both people who care and people who don't. The royal family got mad dope.
Oh, my God. That is correct. Just what Brian said. Meghan Markle has given birth to a baby boy.
Congratulations.
This is her and Prince Harry's first child together. It's also the first interracial baby in the monarchy's recent history. They're still deciding on baby names, but Harry has spoken since the baby's birth. And here's some audio of it.
Meghan and myself had a baby boy. Early this morning, a very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I could ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension, but we're both absolutely thrilled.
Absolutely perfect, man. I totally agree with him, man. Seeing your child being born in that miracle, you're like, wow, the wifey is absolutely amazing. Happy early Mother's Day to all the moms that listen to us. Little royal homie weighed in at 7 pounds, 3 ounces. So that's a pretty good size right there.
I'm calling it right now. This baby's going to be by a mile the best looking royal family member. By a mile.
You think he's going to be ginger?
I feel like those ginger genes run strong.
All I know is that it's going to be the first royal family member with a good complexion, not some pasty white person. That's all I'm happy about.
He can actually get a tan. Yeah. Amen to that.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner were married last week after the Billboard Music Awards in a very Vegas wedding. It was officiated by an Elvis impersonator. And the two exchanged ring pops as a symbol of their love.
That's awesome.
And get this, you guys. One of the rappers from the Candy Rings has popped up on eBay. It's being auctioned off. The fake Elvis, the Elvis impersonator who married them, is the one who put it up on eBay.
This guy.
He found it. He described it as, it's in very good condition, but slightly used. It also comes with a certificate of authenticity.
What?
And the starting bid was $10. But now, you guys, as of last night, it was up to more than $4,000.
Get out of here.
And 82 people.
I mean, you can't pay the bills just on Elvis weddings alone. You got to hustle a little bit.
Sucker. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report to catch highlights. I see what you did there, Edgar.
I appreciate you, Chelsea.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you listen to it. Here, you can catch us anytime, anywhere. I don't know.
Thank you, Chelsea.
It's Monday.
It's all good. It's Monday, and then when we mess up on Friday, we're like, hey, it's Friday.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Come on.
We just mention all the...
Every day.
Every day, right? Anyways. Coming up next, another chance for you to win $1,000, 10K a day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
You are commercial free all day today. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. So last week, you heard the story of our Amp Hype Bros, our street promotion cats, Joe Wow and Dan Wow out there in Vegas covering the Billboard Music Awards. They had a couple dares to accomplish. They almost got kicked off the red carpet for sneaking in an entire bar in a cooler. Also, they missed their flight on their way to Vegas. They ended up in Oakland. They were a hot mess, bottom line. But the worst part about it is that they missed their flight home from Vegas to LA. And I was like super shocked because I found out is because they ended up in the hospital in the emergency room. So the first time we got to see them again was this Friday when we did our live show for Cinco de Mayo weekend at the Guadalajara Grill in Baldwin Park. And that's the first time they revealed to all of us why it is that they ended up in the emergency room, Joe Wow and Dan Wow. Listen to this.
So what was it?
They said it was Bell's palsy. I think that's what the word is. Yeah.
Bell's palsy.
Bell's palsy.
Bell's palsy,
where
the side of your face kind of freezes up and you lose feeling.
I lost my feeling on my face. So I don't have feeling on my face right here.
Wow.
So I can't even smile. Yeah.
Bro, this is wild. And this has never happened to you before.
No, it's my first time having this. Yeah.
Did the doctors tell
first
you
timer.
Why? Did the doctors tell you why you got this?
No, they didn't tell me. They said it just happens, I guess. I don't know. Maybe too much drinking?
Like tequila? In Vegas? Tequila onset that? I don't know.
What's up?
Did tequila onset it or drink it?
I thought it was tequila.
I think it's more of a genetic thing. Like, you have it in their health history. I've had a couple friends who've had Bell's palsy, and it'll wear off. You'll be back to normal. But on the flip side, I'd say, if you look at the videos on 97.1 Amp Radio, I think Bell's palsy is a perfect trade-off for the content you guys got.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it
Worth it.
It was worth it. It was definitely worth it.
Town Wild was crazy, man. Homeboy straight up said it was worth it. I think dude's only like 28 years old, man, but it's just a party animal. Absolute party animal. Speaking about partying, we ended that live broadcast in Baldwin Park in an amazing way. Thank you to everybody that was able to make it out there. Legit crowd surfing.
Right.
It was awesome. It was fun.
It was awesome until we had to carry Brian's big ass. And I was like, oh my God.
Also, bro, a little unfair because that's exactly what I said. So don't act like you guys discovered that. I watched you guys crowd surfing and I'm like, nah, I'm good. And then, but it ended up just being like six dudes carrying me and jumping up and down. It's not really much of a surf. It's more three dudes putting in quad work.
You got up there and you're like, no, I'm going to need more people.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. So you're like backing more people to come over.
Look, it's all fun and games until you lose a tooth on a Mexican restaurant floor. I ain't trying to start my Friday off with that.
That's a sign of a good party, though. Yeah, initially there was about 10 to 12 people ready for you to crowd surf. And then when they saw that you were really going to jump, that's when only three were left. You're like, no, come right. on, guys. Come on, bro. But it was absolutely amazing. Check out videos up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. We had such an amazing time getting to hang out with you in person. So thank you so much for that.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings, 97.1 Amp Radio.
We got the dopest moment award right now. And it goes out to our homie Brian for using his superhero power to stop a savage street fight that was about to break out in Hollywood. Listen, anytime you discover a superhero power over Cinco de Mayo weekend that can put an end to violence, you deserve the Dopest Moment Award. That's all I gotta say.
Some Chinese food off Uber Eats. And they're like, there's people out in the street like arguing and stuff like that. So I'm walking out to the street and I get the hiccups really bad. When I get the hiccups, it's like full body convulsions.
Like the loud ones.
And these two people, one of my neighbors, I know he lives in the apartment. Him and his dude start getting in each other's face and they're like, they're about to throw down. And I walk up to them like, yo, man. I'm like, hey, buddy. Like all loud, like a hiccup. And they both look at me and one dude's like, are you okay? And I'm like, and I'm trying to talk to him, but I keep like having these weird hiccups in the middle of it. And one dude's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I get the hiccups really bad, man. And the other dude starts laughing and they forgot what they were fighting about.
Yeah, bro. Because
they were so nice, drunk. And then man, they were worried about me. They're like, yo, can we get you something to drink, man? Are you good? They were laughing in my face about how bad they were. And then they completely forgot they're fighting about it and went back inside.
There it is, guys. Superpower right there, the hiccups. Congratulations, Brian.
I think I'm just going to pitch like a brand new, you know, Avengers has come to an end. Yeah. I feel like there's a niche for a brand new superhero called Awkward Man.
Who
just awkwardly stumbles into situations and everybody is so weirded out. Facts. Or they're just laughing at you because they think you're such a moron that they stop whatever illegal activities they're doing.
I also strongly believe that you need to pitch a reality show based on your apartment complex in Hollywood.
I know.
Like, facts, bro. Every week. Right, Chelsea?
Yes.
Remember last, like 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden your neighbor's clothes were getting thrown out just in front of everybody?
Uh-huh. Listen, that was my first business was a Latina's moving service. They get rid of all your stuff over the fence in 19 seconds.
Fantastic, man. I'm telling you, we know a thing or two about over the fence for sure, bro.
Wow.
It's okay. I'm Latino. I can say that. And I've hopped it myself, so we're good. All right, man. Yo, big shout out to our visitors in studio right now. We got some family visiting Brian and whatnot, man. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for hanging out.
We've got a live studio audience, but they're not very live right now. Come on, make some noise.
Wow. Wow. Yo, you know what? That's the last time I shout out your family, Brian, ever.
Listen, man, we can feel it in the entire city of L.A., in the station. Monday after 3 days of Cinco de Mayo, this city needs just a glass of water, some vitamins, and a nap.
Yeah, it's a real struggle, for sure.
That sounds like a great idea. Let's all go take a nap while Jesse Ortiz takes over 97.1 Amp Radio, all right? And we're hooking you up with another $1,000 coming your way at 10:10 this morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. Check out our podcast. It goes up daily. Download the radio.com app, search Amp Morning Show, and bam, there we are, like a superhero power. All right, we love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Let's go.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.